Did you know? Take a look at comments.
You get 7 out of 10 for real.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to really give me that.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah.
So how are we getting along?
One thing that I was wondering, is there standard control that you use to connect the different things, like if you're in the topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text or whatever, is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, night controls, NOM, or?
I think there is, just because the topic box and all this is based on, what was it called, night text area or something?
Okay.
In text area, is that what it is? it has some sort of hierarchy stuff there, so you should probably look at the I'm not sure if it's in there, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or... Well, we're going to do one for speaker, I guess, and all the rest, right? Or no? No. Well, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
I want to do that, actually. The data processing is fine, but I would like to, if you want to do the GUI for it.
You get it?
No.
Okay.
Not really. Okay. If someone would really want to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Tell me how you want the data presented. Because let me tell you, at the moment, I've created two classes. One that represents speakers, one that represents the meetings, and the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak. And then the averages are contained with the speakers. So it's two separate classes, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And they're two different objects. And you can really call, they can write, it writes the objects, and then you call the objects back. And then those returned objects have all the information that they need. And then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, okay. But that's why I wanted to know what's the easiest way to have the data.
So, have you already calculated all this data? What are you supposed to do that?
Yes, basically all calculated. Okay. Yeah. And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
All right.
Okay.
Which means that you just call the null constructor and call the load, and then call it back, and you can create a list of them or vectors and all that.
Okay.
And then we'll just call them one at a time to populate a window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Yeah. Actually, I know that might also help, like when he was talking about like have an architecture that things are going to plug into.
Yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular. I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we do. Well, what else are we doing?
Yeah.
Actually, even the searches or whatever, and just
any
sort of thing. I mean, search results, if they're all in a predictable thing with a name, certain properties or listed properties, a vector, whatever.
Yeah. So I can have it so that it returns you because at the moment the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say, it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside, it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say, noise, just a string is noise, x percent. We'll say a vector that's called, I don't know, whatever. You could have an embedded vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person or whatever.
Yeah.
Just a matter of deciding what we What would be easiest?
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around, right?
So what we'll, whenever we open a window for one speaker,
so that's the key. How do we, Shana, look at that? If it's in that format, it's speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not, so all of this, all that's calculated as well, still the speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing, actually. The influences are, I lived in Germany for 6 months, don't know about having any friends, spent too much time talking to Brits.
Okay. Strange.
So then, all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialogue X, and definitely it's cool. So then, does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Well, then we could do. We could do the one highlighted, I suppose.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, for I using through other talk to task processing, and it says like get talk time, and you take a name, so that that would call that. Call the meetings method that's a return that and that would populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. And the same for that.
I mean, that would be implementing what you said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most, something like that. So you could zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke, and you can pick the one that.
That would be easy as well, yeah.
So, do you want to do that then?
Yeah, okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That'll be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, random things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Get talking time, I think it's going to be.
So each time, are you going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It passes a whole lot of learners.
Okay, I see. Okay, right.
And then they're much, much smaller, only like a 1K.
Right, okay.
One K.
So that's all just pre-processed?
And just these ones, the objects got a bunch of return methods. You have to recreate the
object.
It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores its own.
Yeah, right.
And then if you call a null constructor, then you call load, and you can call load on whatever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like one object for?
One object for each meeting.
That's nice. Oh, each meeting, okay.
Although,
I wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing.
It tells you who participated at the moment, it tells you who participated and the amount they participated.
Right, okay.
In percentages, and in time as well.
Can you put in there what topic was spoken now as well?
Yeah.
I can use that for the topic.
Yeah, but that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated for topics.
That wasn't
what? Or just return a null or a blank string or something.
Yeah. there are some deep art learnings actually.
Because at the moment, if you right click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah. Okay, that would be a problem, and then you could do a search over the meetings, over the objects. Because that's the thing, these are so small that you can load all of the whole lot up and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in what, no problem, or what topics were in what.
Okay.
So it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What, the global statistics come straight off that, don't they? Because they're just for the meeting.
So that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
All right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I don't know. We
just got to decide on what we want.
What we want, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important anyway, I did that first.
Mm-hmm. So it's all usable now, can I do it tonight?
No, design a GUI first, and because if the problem is if you change the classes, the object's serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny. If I gave you one, if I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the object back up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You'd have to, and then you'd have multiple copies of objects for every version and get.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you can, if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
What do you mean a picture?
Just the image.
Just the
that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not going to take
forever. That doesn't take.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it won't take very long to get it finished. But I'll need to have done all this stuff too first, because otherwise the objects won't be the same.
So where's that? Is that stored in the?
That's on my home directory.
On your home directory, not in there.
No.
Okay.
Well, it's finished. I've got a glowing one.
Actually, I can upload my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file, just to load this one instead of the default.
All
right. So it's two lines of code.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Well, yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for loading up the search thing.
Do you want to change that the original embedded file in, or?
Yeah. Well, your version, yeah. Yeah.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did in my directory. Just do
okay,
it.
Okay, so not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy. Yes.
Okay.
But I will. I was going to update that one just because. Yeah, it just makes sense that then you can
tell
test
me
it.
When, because I usually work on my own copy.
Right. Yeah. And then update.
For the day, and then update it without checking if the one
I'm
sharing.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes to it yet.
Okay.
So, I'll just make that one and let you know.
Yeah.
Because like I say, two lines of code.
Yeah.
If not, so. Anyways, and then you can play. There's not much to do yet. I have to get better. Results that are presented.
So is that what you're working on now, to present results now?
Yeah,
or?
And just to wire in the topics and do one summaries. So,
you mean the highlighting stuff?
Well, also, like that as well. So, so I just want to find out what kind of objects those were for the other ones. So it goes in and highlights, because that's, I know.
Actually, for an in-text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got, just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, claim highlights, and something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot. Set highlights or something here.
Okay.
Something like that.
Right.
That's the way I did it to highlight, to cross highlight between topic and transcripts.
Okay, sounds good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then once Pernilla gets the index, then that's gonna be kind of fun. I'm just wondering, have you had to, the way you're doing, I was gonna ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just because if we do have to, like if the inverted search says that there's 10 documents, are we gonna have to load each of these 10 corpora just to do the individual next T search?
That way it doesn't crash. You try and load all 10 in one, it crashes.
Yeah, I think probably. Yeah.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different engines simultaneously, you can do that.
Are you serious?
can't do them if it thinks they're one, because then it's about the amount that each. You have to kind of call a new class and then it will do it fine.
Okay.
But if you don't,
that's insane.
Yeah,
okay.
It says, okay, oh yeah, I've got all this space, you can do some.
Right, okay.
Otherwise, it goes, oh no.
Okay.
Talk to
me now. It's a nice machine.
Spent too much time talking about it. All right. Well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good. So fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now after lots of minutes.
Oh, they've done it. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, just the pop a pop up.
A pop up.
It's different, yeah. Because it basically has to set up like whatever 10 pop up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers.
Okay.
They all have to have different windows in. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the topics of the meetings that topic is mentioned in.
Okay.
And I have a question about you said we wanted a start screen.
Hmm.
What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
Or is it more like...
It's an LSD browser. some speech and some music.
Right, exactly. It doesn't take too long, though. We have to, while we're debugging, we'll probably be getting sick of it. But no, or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we want... Yeah, maybe we could write on like the... whatever it's called... top of the window saying welcome to the meeting browser.
Yeah. Or a switchboard that comes up that's just a blank form like that with some buttons in.
Yeah.
Load me a meeting, load me a search, load me something else.
Yeah.
Whistle a tune.
Yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, as you see.
Right.
With all the and that because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if they're doing a search on the entire...
Yeah, corpus. I mean, I think they should have two options. Either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah,
that
kind of makes sense.
And once you've got the results, you click on something and
it's cheaper than XP search. It needs you to have a meeting loaded before you start doing any searching.
Right.
Oh.
Well, we can put the
logic
in there. Yeah.
The only thing in search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is if you load it in observation.
I could probably even. That shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it hasn't loaded, then force them to load one.
Yeah, you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load a search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this nom object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one search method to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has one.
I suppose we wouldn't want to use, we wouldn't want to use that at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally. So
unless they know what meeting it is.
Then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, the things I mean, just be looking for a word, and if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to, do we want to, if it by default goes with the first one and they want number 5 of the ones that are returned, then they have to go through the...
Well, then why do we want default? I mean, just...
Well, to load up. The thing is, I think, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and the whatever other window. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you were saying, you have to have a NOM object, right? I mean, before you do a search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah,
you
okay,
can't
yeah, that's true.
It doesn't
get
one to load up. You can load the dumb one up, it doesn't
have any. Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local. So if we're getting any usable data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data.
But the global inverted file search gives the NOM object basically to the local search, right?
Okay, right. But it could be time consuming, if there are 10 documents that get with
this
thing.
That's always going to be the case of search.
Yeah. And it gives one at a time anyway, doesn't it? Otherwise you'd crush the thing.
I'm just thinking of some way we could, cache the results in a nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text or transcript or whatever, and we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time when we have a search window and we have you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, then it has to reload the NOM object, next one. I mean, that's gonna...
Yeah, it's that not could too be, slow though, I don't think. Yeah? It's not too bad on
okay.
that.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be too much
of a... It always seems to be slow loading up the first time at least, like that's all I've been doing lately is just sort of loading it up, test it, try some else, and shut down, load it up. So,
yeah.
So just sort of based on that as well. But if it doesn't take that long each time, then that should be all right.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, first step, only return the meetings, as in, the, not even the meetings, but the name of the meeting.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting.
That's
or
true.
Only on this meeting, or
make it strings for as long as possible, and then only return things when they actually has to search.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is,
that'll
save the time, because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
So or they could check mark against the ones they want to check. So.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of BDB, you know, just do a
string. In one of the papers, they have names.
Yeah, the long names.
Do they
translate? Yeah. Like the working group that it's part of.
One of those.
Yeah.
Okay,
I probably is.
Even better understanding.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group.
Okay. I
want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
If it's accurate.
So, I put that in already. Too.
Okay, that's cool.
So, again, concretely to the startup libraries window.
So, who would have the IDFs? I mean, the DFs? Document frequencies from each world.
Do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Tuskegee's talking about, to do the topic later.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
how is that? I mean, do you think you'd have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's being done...
Somebody's done the keywords, or the IDFs, or the DFs already would be not too well.
There's a class she was trying to get to work on Friday that did have all that, and it was sort of built in, and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but the last I heard it wasn't working. So she was going to look at, you know, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we needed to do. But if we need the, if we do need the frequencies.
How do you do an inverted file search without the TF idea?
I don't know.
I think you need that.
Well, it would have been like a list of.
The amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount they...
What's it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequency is the amount that it occurs. One of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about the certain...
So the general score, would that be it? For the whole corpus.
So probably term frequency. So the general one.
Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that which is going to have a equal score.
So what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
Bunch of keywords. That would probably be easy.
Just a list of keywords or something.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for something. I don't know whether it'll work.
Because that would be really handy, then we can actually test it on the user, as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand segmented.
Also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You know, the keyword search, but you could do keyword search could be topic search, couldn't it? Could be the same thing. Instead of it would just search for keywords when it telemed search for topics, but actually get to key bit for each design name. I suppose even calculating the what's his faces themselves would be too much, too long. The easy bit is probably easiest to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic, because you don't have to integrate as much.
Yeah, definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF-ID if you just can't rank a search.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking too.
Do we need to? I mean, we're just looking. Oh, for your stuff, I guess.
No, topic. Isn't that what the idea was in the first place? To rank the results, so that.
It's sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, speed the search up, because NXT was the whole of the corpus was just not feasible.
But that won't slow down. Ranking won't slow down.
No, but the general inverted file.
Yeah, it still uses an inverted file, but ranks the results by the amount.
That would just
file.
Be nice extra.
Yeah. I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we had that in the document.
So what? It's only interim.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, then worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, nice time.
Because I'm only going to do this.
Because I mean, then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but. Also, how often that word occurred in that meeting, that would be so useful.
We just give you a rank. That was the whole point.
Well, I don't know, actually, because the thing is, I mean, typically...
This is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting. If they're looking for a particular term or something, they just want to know if that term exists there, and where does it exist, and I want to see it.
But it would be useful if how
informative... That TF-IDF is an informative score.
If you search for language and you return, like, you know, basically all of the meetings, you want to see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned
but
it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does the TF-IDF handle that? It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together.
Well, like what?
Just something like Edinburgh University. Yeah.
That's a compound noun.
Well, essentially, I don't know.
Like
or sunny day.
Like an adjective, yeah. In its most simple form, it would do separate rank for each one, each term.
Mm.
You could make it more complicated and make it.
Let's not make it more complicated.
Because
the thing is that the way we were doing it, we were just looking for the words, period, each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking about it. And then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And then if it wasn't, we can go closer and do the NXT search.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or whatever.
I guess just do some of the individual TF-IDF for each term returned. And that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score. And the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you. It's pretty crude anyway. If it's just looking for, if it's all it's going to do is look for separate. Oh, because then it's going to go into the NXT session.
Or we choose the list of meetings that we wanted to search to do that. I'm just wondering if it's going to give us something cool. Then yeah, absolutely. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these, these patterns,
doing any like.
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, wire, blah, 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 you do wire with a star. Actually, that's a problem for me, too, so, or vanilla.
The idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is up to you. I guess, there's lots in the literature.
It should work, okay.
If you were... There's a whole load about it in managers. They've got a whole chunk about it. It's all just IR, isn't it?
Okay.
They've got a good chunk of them. If you haven't got it, it's on Comment.
Yeah, I've got somewhere. PDF.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of PDF.
Yeah, well, do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF. Okay. So that's okay. Good. Okay.
So, come back to the start screen.
Oh, okay. I'm sort of just.
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, the famous name.
Yeah.
They don't all have a longer name. What the users that spoke? The users that took part?
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably, for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do, and then a subset for each meeting, probably.
Yeah, just to give them an idea, a general idea of what there is, and so they can pick it.
Search for stuff, or start working. Or
yeah, I guess so.
Or,
yeah, I guess so.
Or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like, is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately go and browse that.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so-and-so spoke of that, you know, some sort of research group.
Yeah.
I want that first meeting, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Browse by meeting, browse by blog, browse by speaker. Like, no, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top. Like, if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, then we just, we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could keep it more general.
Yeah, because we just want to have a way of, because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd want to do?
Yeah.
Like, if they're part of X working group, they want to get in there. Do we want to save preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, and so default to that, or, I don't know.
Well, how are we going to know that?
Based on what they did the last time.
They have to save preferences.
Yeah.
Could have a set of preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? If you only want to look at
call it favorites.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
You could have a favorite.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Just
start
down the list and find your favorite one, I mean.
Yeah, it's not enough information.
It's not like they come back every day and do the same browsing.
What was
changed.
That? I forget. Right. Okay, well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the startup screen.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a range of things we could do. We could have, like, search options, browse options. I mean, just, I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in a particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, yeah. Sort of,
okay.
You know, guide them. It's just like, hey, my task is to do this, and there's a button for it. Perfect. You know? You know? I don't know.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't going to put any, you know, any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting. No, I'm just saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of, lame programs do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just like do commonly used tasks or just exit and just let me use the program, you know, as well.
But I mean, the main thing what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Probably, or search something.
Or search.
Yeah, or search.
Yeah.
So even if it just had two things, just said one said take you straight to this meeting and have a text page, you can enter it, or drop down menu. And then another one that said search, that led you to the search.
Like, find specific meeting, you know, that's an easy sort of thing.
Yeah, or one.
Yeah, that all happens through the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that
fits his criteria.
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens and the search window opens. And that's the interface. And just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or with the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just has a drop down menu that says just and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the
inside the search menu, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a when you start, it's just one window like that, and it's got all the search stuff like down there. So this is your search.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all here. And here, there's just go to wherever, and the go button. And then from there, it takes you to where the rest
of
the
website. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
And at the top, it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there.
Drop down
menu. But we want all the information about the name, the longer
name, you want
the users.
Well, we don't actually have usernames, do we? Aren't there all these codes like Yumi11 or whatever? Yeah.
Maybe if they know the codes and in other corpus.
Yeah, that's true.
In a case like that, we do want drop down. We don't want them to type them, do we?
Drop down.
Okay. And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is good.
Speaker,
you
right?
want to search your search. Yeah. If you want to look for one meeting and just look at it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah. Then, yeah, as I said.
That's true. That's. Or if you have two, one is one there. But you got two, one
for
meeting,
speakers.
One for speaker, and you can choose. You can go for go or go for the other. Go and go for both.
I'm not saying you can pick a user. But it should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meeting. So, you have a BDR, whatever it was called, earlier on. And then it gives you the longer name, blah. And then it gives you the participants.
You could do Microsoft Study and hold it over and it pops up a thing.
Oh.
But then...
Is that complicated?
No, it's not at all, I think.
A tool tip?
A tool tip, yeah. I've not tried that yet, but...
Oh, listen to that then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that very? Is that not annoying? If you have to
get out of the bloody way.
Yes, we do that a lot, don't we? Yeah, but to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouth over that one, wait for it to pop up.
Yeah, that's true. But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Okay. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones who've got that user. And then you search. Then you're doing search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same as doing a quick access.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on them.
Yeah. Or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that updates.
Yeah, as you go over there.
Yeah, that's like nice and easy.
I mean, that's the best idea then. Yeah. So you've got a drop down menu, a search button, not search, go button. And then some sort of field which updates dynamically depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah, the full name and then speakers.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We can do all of that without even ever going anywhere near loading up them.
A thing. Nom.
A meeting, a nom.
Yeah. What does nom actually sound for?
I think it's a Microsoft model. Right?
Yeah. I think in that case it's the right corpus. Is that what it is?
Right corpus,
or something?
The right corpus. Yeah. Not right corpus, and then you've got not right elements.
You've got lots of nom something, and then night something, and then something.
Yeah. NXT something.
The N ones are interfaces, and the night one of the ways around, one's an interface and one's actually an interface. Because you go back enough. What's the name of what you get? The API is all right, but there's not a lot of description. It's very clear.
No. And most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying, you've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible.
Right.
So you end up just, it returns a N text box. Okay, what's that though? It's an implementation of an N text interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Stop it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So, anyone else for
himself? Not really. Just going to keep on going.
Do we want another meeting at the end of the week with Pringle?
Might be useful, won't
it? Yeah.
Like Friday afternoon or something?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll have probably more to talk about.
Yeah, I should have more to talk about.
Okay.
I think
then we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier, maybe? Three or?
If you like. Well, we can just discuss on Friday if you have.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, sure.
What time?
Just after SPT?
Possibly, I don't know, usually by then, so, need a break.
Yeah.
Although, well, I don't know, because it's the lab and try and get some work done
yeah.
for the lab
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, that could be fine.
Yeah.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Right.
10 to 2.
What?
Friday morning?
Or 3 o'clock? Or,
okay.
Or you want to get out?
maybe I do, I'm not sure.
Okay, right. Because I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class, well, three of us have class at 12.
So you say 3 o'clock and then if there's a serious problem.
Or if we could try one, we could try shortly after. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a long meeting then. Or no. Would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for you, then
no,
we won't.
No,
okay.
That would only give us like
30 minutes. Okay.
Well, what?
It's fine.
How about quite late,
it.
Like, you know, 5 or 6?
3 is better than 5
yeah,
or 6.
Yeah.
Well, 3 o'clock. Let's say
3 o'clock. Just say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a problem with that, then. If 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 will be a problem. I don't want to be here. But I don't think that will be. I'm not sure.
I like this.
Okay. Is she collecting them?
No.
Because
she's not here.
No, I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Cool. I'm collecting something.
I thought somebody was collecting them. Well, that's what I thought when you said
that.
I
know, we should probably do that.
Yeah.
Then we know who's missed them.
So, right. can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done progress on the speaker characterization. Who does the speaker characterization? We mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the search should be ranked. And Michael, do you have anything?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about. But yeah, it should be fine. It's just progressing. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? For now?
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it.
Yeah, well, I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot, just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term, I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
How so?
Yeah. I think it would give you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up, but they're not together. Or if they are together, I don't. It just doesn't. You're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language. Then you have some topics which have as a, you know, some meetings which have as a topic language, they specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly like once or twice saying, you know, my language is German or something stupid
right.
that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow. Or not anyway.
Yeah, that would
in that sense for single word.
Terms, it would
yeah.
be very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, we can just do
well,
something simple.
Yeah.
I mean,
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could penalize it. You could just put.
But you still have to do the search. You still have to do the NXT search then. Right?
Yeah.
If
you do
it doesn't
the NXT
show up,
search and it doesn't show up together,
yeah,
either disregard it or put a weighting against
it.
So
if
you how many pairs you
Well, it wouldn't show up on the search results if it didn't exist
just
together.
So
just
disregard
it.
You
just do it a bit simpler, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
have to talk to Pernilla about this then,
yeah,
just because
yeah.
See how she's doing this. Because we are using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but actually, Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because some things you're going to get a lot of results for.
Yeah, that's true.
And if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom and it was actually the most relevant one.
Well, the thing is also, I mean, if it's, well, yeah. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. And then we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages in, then it's going to show you those and yeah. rank them as to which is the highest.
The
so, okay, I see that.
And also, with something like sunny day, the if sunny and day aren't mentioned together a lot, but sunny chapter is mentioned once, its term will be low and will push down the other one if you combine them. If you just
Well, the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately, see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, yeah. But you have no ranking system at the moment.
Yeah,
so if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from TF-IDF, it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of the... I'm assuming you only have... You return all results for all... Say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know what it's doing.
Meetings,
but yeah.
Yeah,
well,
there are 75 meetings.
Is there really?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you return 75, where do you stop? How do you rank them or something? Or if it returns 20, even if it returns 20, do you cut it off at 10? Do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Look through them all.
Look through them all.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language. In a sense. Well, we'll discuss it again on Friday.
Is that it?
I think so.
Done.
Tick.
Okay.
Signed up already.
Yeah.
Just to push the way.